Looks like there's gonna be a brawl. You playing something good?
Hell yeah! Rolling Stones, Street Fighting Man, G7!
You just hit G8.
If you like piña coladas,
bring it out
in the rain.
Hey, how come you get a pool cue?
And we're back at the podcast.
Oh, hey.
All right, using my radio voice. Stacks, jacks, who's on? Jacks, wax, it's the boss man, Bob Cormier. All right, sorry. All right, hey, we're back on Pop Junk Movies. And I had to get my radio voice out. Some guys, they're like, hey, you know, how you doing? They're back on the radio. So I had to get that out of my system right away.
No, I just got my regular voice.
I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry I did that.
It's all right.
No, so we're back on a Friday.
Yep.
Gonna do some talk some movies. We're gonna do I had a hard time with this top five movie brawls.
I have a shitload of worthy mentions.
Oh my god, it's gonna get ugly. We're gonna have a Donnybrook tonight. I feel it. I feel like we're finally gonna throw down in the podcast. So let's keep it the tradition. Crack my brewski. I'm going in the tradition of all the humidity being sucked out of the air this week, and it feels like a crisp September day.
Feels fantastic.
This week, my beverage of choice is the Sierra Nevada Tumbler, an autumn brown ale.
How is it?
I haven't had a sip yet, but I would like to read the back of it. Tumbler is our take on the classic brown ale, full of roasted malt flavor, but delicate on the palate. And perfect for crisp fall days, like today. So I'm going to take a pull of this and let you know what's going on.
I want to have a sip.
Oh, that's delicious.
Let's give it here.
Yeah, I like that a lot. We were talking about last week about how we were trying to be more negative, and I thought you came in with a negative beer. Foster's, that stuff sucks.
I don't know. I get this new affinity for really shitty tasting beer.
Speaking of which, what are you having tonight?
Well... I got my Evan combo. Right now, I'm starting off the night with, a very pristine, elegant beer. I don't know if they have it around the country, but here it's a Steel Reserve.
A malt beverage.
A very malty beverage. It cost me $1 in a giant can.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, if you're looking for some beer flavored beer. This is it.
Yeah, I'm gonna skip the sip this week. I've had Steel Reserve.
I also have two different beers next to it.
Yeah, Corey hooked us up with some Guinness Red Harvest Stout that I'll be having. That looks really good. Into the episode. This looks amazing. It's a red can.
Yep.
Guinness.
I can't wait.
And then speaking of red.
Speaking of red, next to that I have my Sam Adams Irish Red. I don't know. I've been doing this thing lately where I start my night off with some really shitty tasting beer, and then I work my way up to something tasting really good.
Excellent.
So that's what I do.
Sounds good. All right, let's get at it. Let's do the damn thing.
Sure.
We'll do some now playing.
Okay.
You watched nothing this week, is what you informed me.
No, I've taken a new job, and I've been working at that job, so it's a weird schedule, so I haven't been able to watch shit. I think I watched a TV show.
You watch Breaking Bad.
I watched the new Breaking Bad and it was fucking awesome.
Good episode. Great episode. I was really talking good. To you. I was like, maybe we should talk some Breaking Bad, but like, I'll be honest, I have a couple friends who do listen to the podcast that are catching up.
Yeah.
So I'd like to maybe.
I'm not gonna spoil anything. It was just really good.
I would like to get in depth on it because there was some really. It was. I don't want to say it wasn't a down episode. It was like a transition to because we're gonna have like. Four more episodes now to go, and like we're transitioning. We still have to find out why he's Mr. Lambert. I can't wait.
I mean, everything really seems to be falling into place, I think.
Yeah.
Like the Todd's uncle's guys came back.
Yeah, we saw them 2 weeks ago, and then he made the call to Todd this week. So, yeah, looking forward to finding out. Just this show's gonna end bloody. I just know it.
It's turning out to be the best show ever. I thought Game of Thrones was the best show ever. I don't know. This one's a strong contender.
Yeah. I watched a couple things this week. Coming off the heels of watching The World's End and being a huge fan, I realized I never finished Spaced. So I revisited Spaced, and I'm going to curb my adjectives, but I fucking love that show. It's a great
really
show.
Really funny. If you're at all a fan of Shaun of the Dead and, you know, all those movies, you would
really
love
where,
this.
Right, and it's really where those guys cut their teeth.
Yeah, this is where those movies began.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, what the thing about Spaced is, with Edgar Wright directing and Simon Pegg writing.
Simon Pegg and the woman that co-stars also wrote Spaced.
Jessica Hines?
Jessica Stevenson.
Oh, it's Jessica Stevenson. Yeah, I think her name changed at one point.
Maybe.
Maybe she got married, I don't know.
They were very young when they made the show.
Yes, they were.
They're like 26, 27.
And I realized that she pops up in Shaun of the Dead. She's like the other group, and then she shows up at the very end.
Yeah.
And then the guy that's the opposite of Sean is actually the guy from World's End, the guy who played Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah.
He's in that. But just a really funny show. I as much as I'm a huge zombie movie fan, huge sci-fi movie fan, huge action movie fan, I would really like to see these guys stay out of a genre and just make like Spaced is almost like, you know, it's just like friends and relationships and like all the wacky stuff that comes with that. And I'd like to see them do a movie like that.
Yes.
You know, skip the zombies and the genre stuff and just do like a, you know, like a character piece.
Yeah, I mean, doing what they're doing now is pretty much what they're best at. So, I mean, I'd be kind of wary to see them go off the rails. But
I know I'm on an island with, you know, like my thing with The World's End was like I wanted to see, you know, I don't think they needed all the sci-fi stuff. I wanted to see a continuation of that story from the beginning of, you know, the friends and everything. But it was what it was. And, so yeah, Spaced, really good show.
Spaced is awesome.
Highly recommend it.
So many good, like,
just funny
nerd pop culture
references.
Yeah,
a lot of good pop culture references, but it's just funny.
Even though the show came out in like 2000, 2001, so there's a lot of references from like they make a lot of episode one references.
Yeah.
And,
I'll tell you,
Buffy references.
The most underrated character on the show is the character of Brian. He's like the artist that lives downstairs.
Oh, he's my
that
favorite
guy,
character.
His physical comedy, like his facial mannerisms, just everything about that guy. Every time he's on screen, he makes me laugh.
Yeah, like every time the landlord walks in.
Oh,
like,
so good. So yeah, I watched that, and then I watched, I'm trying to complete my summer movie, you know, trying to see them all. And I knew this wasn't a great movie because it was at 28% on Rotten Tomatoes. A movie called Kick-Ass 2.
Yeah, no thank you.
I
won't be seeing that.
Big fan of the first movie. I liked Kick-Ass. I've read all of Mark Millar's stuff. I actually wasn't a huge fan of Kick-Ass 2, the comic book. I read the whole thing. I thought it was really, I don't know, it was just unimaginative. It was really, it was really kind of, I don't know. The movie basically fell into suit with what I thought of the comic book. It was very, like, styleless.
Yeah.
There was no style to it. Like, Matthew Vaughn really brought like a vibrancy to Mark Millar's. It kind of cleaned it up a little bit, his, you know, his story. This one was directed by Jeff Wadlow. Doesn't have a lot of good credits to his name, and this is definitely not one of them. It's really just a dumbed-down, cliched version of the first movie.
Yeah.
The only interesting part is the Jim Carrey part, and it's almost like an extended cameo. It's like he's got 10, 15 minutes of screen time.
I would only be interested in watching it just for his scenes.
His stuff is good. He looked like he was the only one that cared. I'll tell you who comes close to ruining this movie is I always have a hard time pronouncing his name. Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
Yeah.
He's the kid from
Plasse.
Yes, from Superbad. He's like unbearable in this movie.
He's not an actor.
Terrible.
He's not a fucking actor.
He's funny in Role Models.
Yeah,
he was decent in Superbad.
I don't think is he an actor? Like I don't think he is.
Infuriating in this movie. He's so bad, and there's just a lot of swings and misses with the comedy. The violence is just it's just there to be there.
Yeah,
and they have like this Mean Girls subplot with Hit Girl that just was it was a whiff.
That's stupid.
It was bad. So not a good movie. Don't recommend this movie. I would say it's probably a 2 out of 5.
I won't see it.
It's probably the worst summer movie I've seen so far. Just edging out Man of Steel. That's the worst summer movie I've seen.
There's a lot of buzz behind it, too.
Yeah, it wasn't good. And bad news, the rumor, the internet rumor, is that this guy, Jeff Wadlow, is the director of X-Force.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Right.
Shit.
So, well, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, maybe that will change with how bad Kick-Ass 2 did.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they'll see the writing on the wall and they'll reel it back in and give it to somebody else. Maybe some kind of first-time director. So yeah, that's really all I was watching. I watched a lot of space this week. I watched Kick-Ass 2. There's a couple movies I'm going to watch this coming week that we can talk about next week.
Yep.
I think I'm gonna watch The Conjuring. I've heard good things.
I'd like to see it, maybe.
I've heard good things. I'm
just
not
so wary about
modern horror movies. I agree. But, yeah, I'm going to watch that. I'm going to try and watch The Bling Ring, which is Sofia Coppola's new movie. Which I've heard mixed reviews about. I've heard it's, and I'm sure it's good. Yeah, and then I think we should probably do a summer movie recap. We've seen them all.
Okay, yeah.
You want to see Riddick.
Yeah, I really want to see
Riddick.
So
far, certified fresh.
It jumped to fresh? Last time I checked, it was like 50%
not enough people had seen it, I guess.
Oh, nice.
So it was at some kind of 66 this afternoon. I checked it when I was on my lunch.
Well, when I checked, I think it was Thursday night I checked, and it wasn't fresh, but there was a shitload of positive reviews.
Right.
So, yeah, I want to see it.
I mean, I liked Pitch Black before Vin Diesel was a thing, you know?
Yeah.
Before he was Vin Diesel.
Pitch Black was good.
Yeah, it was a cool movie. And then Chronicles of Riddick was okay.
It was okay, yeah. It was like a decent little sci-fi movie that had pretty good effects.
But, I mean, your boy's in this. Your boy Carl Urban.
Carbon, yeah, he's
got a show coming out on Fox.
Oh, it looks awesome.
It looks like it's going to make for a good one season.
Called Almost Human.
Yeah, it looks kind of fun.
About a cop in the future.
Yeah, future cop. You had me at future cop.
I'll repeat that. A cop in the future.
Yep, they were thinking of you.
He gets into like a coma. He has like a robotic leg.
Oh, yeah.
He hates machines. And then he gets hit. Like, I guess the story is every cop has to be paired up with an android cop.
Mm.
And he hates androids.
Don't we all?
Go watch the trailer. It's awesome.
It looks like you wrote it.
It does. It looks like it's written by
show, rather.
Made by the guys that did Fringe and J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, J.J. Abrams slapped his name on this one.
But
it's coming to Fox, so who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
They could probably, you know, they could slot it at 8 o'clock on Fridays and then no one will watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
Who the hell knows?
But it'll probably get one season, but hopefully.
Do you know when it's coming out?
Fall.
Just said fall?
Fall, yeah.
It's
one of the fall
and
shows.
Keep your eyes peeled. I think we're a couple of weeks out from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Tuesday nights. Is there anything else on Tuesday nights?
I'm gonna drop something on you.
All right, hit me.
I have very little expectations. Very,
very
little
low,
hope.
low expectations for
S.H.I.E.L.D. Wow. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah, I read something recently that really brought me down.
Uh-oh.
But they said it's going to be like a procedural.
Feel about that.
Yeah. I really let me down.
Well, it's a wait and see scenario.
Like, just give me a...
When Whedon's involved, it's still... I'm not trying to...
But there's
be
so
that fanboy.
Like, I read this... It's like all the questions you want to know about...
I don't want to know anything
Agents
about...
of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I don't...
Well, there were some things I wanted to know. Like...
Are they going to use superheroes?
Exactly. They said...
Probably not.
They said they're... basically, what I got out of it is they're only going to use, like, the real lesser-known Marvel heroes. Basically, what they said they did... And this really pissed me off, what the interview said. Basically, the writer sat around and said, we'll use a hero or villain with this power, and then we go to our Marvel guys, and they tell us if there's a guy that does that.
Oh, like they're not allowed to read the comics?
Exactly. Like, what the fuck is this? So everything I read really kind of brought me down.
Yeah.
All like, right.
Well, you know, it's a wait and see scenario.
They said Nick Fury's not going to be in it.
Samuel Jackson. They money.
They said it's Nick Fury going to be in. They said
that's why
probably
they kept,
not.
Well,
we
that's why
know.
They kept. That's why they're bringing back Coulson.
Yeah,
he's going to be the Nick Fury for them.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I was a little underwhelmed by the cast.
Yeah.
I was really hoping for some Whedon favorites, and we didn't really... I think one of the chicks from Angel is in it. It looked like the girl from... She was Lindsay's girlfriend. I think. I'm just going off the top of the dome.
The girl from Wolfman Heart?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think she's in it. I don't know. And the chick who played Chun-Li in Jean-Claude Van Damme's Tour de Force Street Fighter is also in it.
Okay, sure. I'll take it. So we'll go, I mean, we'll I'm gonna go with that. I'm gonna watch it, but I have very little expectations. I don't think it's gonna be that good. Almost Human has my money though. I'm going to throw my money at it.
Were you throwing your money at the computer monitor when you watched that?
I was. Yeah, I am very eagerly awaiting Almost Human.
All right, it'll last a good season. We'll get one good season.
Maybe we'll get another one out of it.
We'll see what happens. So, without further ado, we've taken on some tough customers with the top fives, with the westerns and the dystopian futures, but I wanted to go kind of maybe a little goofier route. Let's just dive right into top five movie brawls.
Okay.
There's a lot of good movie brawls. No, that's not like dogs fighting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good movie brawls. It doesn't even mean the movie has to be good, but if the brawl is good, I'm in.
I didn't do really like ones that people would consider the best or whatever. I just did ones that I wanted to talk about.
Yeah. Well, one of the things when we form these top fives is like we don't stress like ranking or whatnot. I mean, I do a little bit. Like I do kind of like, you know, I line it up like as a, you know, 5-1, but sometimes it's just certain movies. It's like, all right, I want to talk about this movie.
Yeah.
And it fits the category, and it's like, let's get into it.
I got one that needs to be talked about.
All right. Let's, you want to start? You want me to start?
I'll start.
All right, just kick us off.
All right. So, my number five in my list of top five movie brawls. Now, this means, brawls mean that an unsanctioned fight can be with a group. Or one-on-one.
Yes. There's no referee involved.
But it can't be a sanctioned fight.
No sanctions.
So no Rocky.
No Rocky versus Drago.
But
no.
You can do...
Rocky versus Tommy Gunn.
Rocky versus Tommy Gunn.
God rest his soul.
God,
Tommy Morrison passed away this week.
He heard the bell.
He did hear the bell. Should have stayed with Rocky and shouldn't have gone with George Washington Duke.
I agree.
That's where it all started to go downhill.
Okay. So my number five. A little Van Damme movie.
Okay.
Called Kickboxer.
Yep, this is good. This is in my honorable mentions.
And in the scene, his like sensei takes him to a bar to get him drunk.
Yeah, the man that's training Kurt to he's gonna fight Tong Po in a revenge fight because he paralyzed his brother. So his master brings him to the bar, gets him all liquored up.
He gets hammered, and then he has a big all-out
and all
bar
of a sudden
brawl.
These guys start attacking him out of nowhere.
Well, his sensei goes over and says something to one of the guys like,
I told him you fucked their mother.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. I didn't remember that. Okay. so they have this all-out bar brawl, and it's really funny because Van Damme's drunk.
Yep.
And they play this really goofy music.
They do play very goofy music. And he goes, why is these guys wants to fight me?
Why is these guys wants to fight me?
And he's like, I tell them, did you fuck their mother?
And then after the fight, he totally dances with these two chicks.
Yes, and doesn't get a boner.
And does not get a boner this time. Oh, he's wearing these really puffy white pants.
Yeah, it's true.
But
there is for those of you who don't know, there is an internet video of Van Damme grinding up against two girls. And he... gets a little tight in the pants.
He's a full-on bone. Full-on.
He's a full-on Van Damme in his pants.
Full-on bone. So I think it's a very funny bar brawl.
Yeah, and it's used as comedy, and like you said, it's almost like a training session.
Yeah.
Like, he just gets these guys to go after him, and they have, like, a good little bar brawl.
It's excellent.
It is good stuff. I will stay in the kung fu karate fighting genre. I'm going to give you a brawl. This is a very good scene. This is also used a little bit for comedy. This is a movie that came out in 1989. It was directed by a man named Robert Radler. Not a lot of Robert Radler fans out there.
No.
This is a movie called Best of the Best.
Oh.
There is...
I love Best of the Best.
Fucking love Best of the Best. Eric Roberts. Fucking Chris Penn. James Earl motherfucking Jones. this is a movie, it's just about fighting. It's about there's a team of Koreans and a team of Americans.
Yep.
They're gonna fight. I mean, that's really all that movie is. Corey, you've seen, Corey's here, by the way. Hi, Corey.
Hi.
You've seen Best of the Best, right?
Not in its
entirety.
Glory.
Well, there's a scene when Chris Penn, you know, he's fraternizing with a woman and the local specific who doesn't like what Chris Penn is doing, Kane Hodder.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So Kane Hodder starts a fight with Chris Penn. Fight breaks out. The team starts fighting yokels. Guys are getting thrown over the bar. What's funny about it is Eric Roberts is on the phone with his kids, like, you know, go to bed and blah, blah, blah. And there's, like, all this fighting going on in the background. And then he finally sees a guy, like, thrown by, and he's like, I'll call you back. And he jumps into the fight. It's a fun scene. I just wanted to talk about this movie. This is a great movie.
I tell you.
It's a great kung fu, like, fighting, like, 80s, early 90s.
I don't think I've seen Best of the Best in probably over 10 years.
I haven't seen it in a long time either, but I remembered this scene.
I love the first and the second one.
Second one's okay.
All right, but the
first movie also has an awesome ending.
Yeah.
I love Best of the Best. I really do. It's not a great movie, but it just has like a warm place in my heart. I have a warm place in my heart.
For some reason, movie. I don't know why.
Best of the Best is a good flick. I wish I knew the name of the other, like, there's Eric Roberts and the other guy, the other Asian guy. And he's
a great fighter.
Yes. So, you know what I just remembered is the lead up into the second movie is Chris Penn gets killed by Baracus.
Baracus.
Whatever the fuck his name was.
Yeah, he gets killed by Baracus.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Who's the guy in Beerfest?
Yeah.
He's one of the big German guys in Beerfest.
The Russian German guy.
The Russian German guy.
So that's my number five. Best of the motherfucking best.
All right. I got my number four. Now, a lot of people might not remember this scene or. Maybe they do, for its complete brutality.
Uh-huh.
It's a Paul Verhoeven movie.
Oof.
Total Recall.
Oh, yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. So there's a scene towards, like, more the beginning of the movie, where it's, like, after Arnold visits Recall, and then he sees one of his buddies while they're, like, walking through the subway. And then he's like, I thought I told you not to go to Recall. He's like, and Arnold goes, "Who are you, my father?
Who are you, my father?
Who are you, my father?" And a bunch of this guy's buddies come and just try to beat up Arnold.
Yep.
But instead, Arnold brutally kills.
Oh yeah.
He fucking brutally murders these fucking four guys.
Oh yeah.
But I wanted to talk about it just because of how violent and insane this scene is. How he just. He, like, breaks a guy's nose, and his nose just fucking explodes into blood.
It's a Verhoeven movie. You gotta expect just, like, the most bloodiest, violentest.
Now, there is guns used in the scene, but, like, it's just an awesome brawl where they, like, try to beat the fuck out of Arnold, and Arnold just takes him apart, and it's insanely brutal and violent. I love this scene. It's one of my favorite scenes in an Arnold movie. He just... fucking brutally kills these guys.
Good call. Good fight. I was glad we could shoehorn an Arnold movie in there. I don't have any.
I have another Arnold movie.
All right. Is it on the list or is it honorable mention?
It's on the list.
All right. Well, that's all I needed. All right. My number four is a movie that came out in 1993. It was directed by an unknown actor named Robert De Niro. He's a little known, I guess. People know who he is.
Yeah, he's kind of known.
1993, Robert De Niro, a movie called A Bronx Tale.
Oh, yeah.
This movie has a classic brawl. Now, they're in the bar. There's bikers hanging out in, like, the neighborhood bar. And they're kind of fucking around. And they ask him, you know, can you leave? And they just cause a ruckus. And I think it's one of the best scenes in the movie. And a very classic line from Bronx Tale is when they come in, you know, all the gangsters come in, they shut the door, and they say, "Now you can't leave."
Yeah, now you just can't leave.
And they beat the piss out of the bikers, and they throw them out the windows. And it is a very classic, like, barroom brawl where, like, guys are going over the bar. And But that's a great scene from a great movie. And I have a soft spot in my heart for that movie. That's a great, great movie.
It's another movie that I love. I just haven't seen it in forever.
Yeah, Bronx Tale is definitely a good flick. But that's a classic scene from that movie.
Yeah.
And it does belong on any list of top five movie brawls.
I agree.
So that's my number four.
My number three is another Arnold movie.
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of my favorites as a child.
Okay.
I watched this movie over and over again. Commando.
Oh, God.
The
mall scene?
You know, I was going to talk about that, but...
Because that's a brawl.
That is a brawl.
It's basically Arnold versus 20 cops.
Okay, so this will be a two-part. Part one, Arnold takes on a shitload of mall cops.
Oh, yeah. And he swings on the thing like Tarzan.
He swings on the thing like Tarzan. There's a great part where one of the mall cops is like talking about seeing Matrix on his walkie-talkie. And he's like, he is one big motherfucker.
He was.
And it's a really funny scene. But the one I was want to talk about was the end fight scene
with Bennett.
With Bennett,
that is a brawl.
It is a classic brawl.
It is a brawl that defies logic and physics,
right? Which is why it's amazing.
When Bennett gets electrocuted and
he becomes stronger. Yeah. He's like John. I feel good, just like old times. my other favorite part about,
can we get a science check on that? If you get electrocuted, you gain strength.
You get power.
Corey, you're a scientist.
It's true.
It is. All right.
It's true.
Also, another great thing to note about this brawl at the end of Commando are the manly noises.
There's a lot of ow.
There's a lot of and then
when he's trying to stick his head in the fire.
Yeah. He's like and then a couple good lines, when he gets...
Oh, yeah.
He gets classic lines. Oh, great lines. So Bennett gets electrocuted, and then he starts beating up Arnold because he's powerful. And he goes, John, I feel good. How does it feel to be a dying man? And then Arnold gets up and goes, bullshit.
Can we rewind for a second? And you don't want to use that chicken shit gun. You want to put the knife in me. Fucking great.
And then he says, I'm not going to shoot you in the eyes, John. I'm going to shoot you in the balls.
Yeah, so then when the brawl doesn't go Bennett's way, he resorts to picking up an Uzi, and he's going to shoot him, not between the eyes, between the balls.
He's going to shoot him between the balls.
Have you ever tried to shoot someone between the balls?
It'd be very difficult.
You'd need
some kind of x-ray vision, maybe. just a lucky shot.
And then, Evan, you would be remiss to finally mention the closing line of this brawl.
I was getting to that.
I'm sorry.
I did not mean to step on it. Probably one of the greatest Arnold lines in any movie is Arnold throws a pipe. Now, I'm going to get a little in-depth about this now that we're talking about it. Arnold takes a pipe, a giant pipe, and throws it through Bennett, and then steam comes out.
Throws it, like, I'm talking, like, I mean, we're talking, like, some kind like of 20 feet.
He throws it into his abdomen.
Yeah.
And then, like, is steam coming out because it went through Bennett and Bennett's behind the thing?
Yes, there's a steam pipe behind Bennett.
Okay, all right.
So what we're to believe is that the pipe went through the abdomen, cleared out any kind of mess, because it's a hollow pipe.
Yeah.
Cleared out any kind of mess. That's gone.
Yeah.
It went into the pipe behind him and then is blowing the steam through the pipe.
And then Arnold says the greatest line ever. He says, let off some steam, Bennett.
And it's funny because he's dead.
Right.
Moreover, it would have been much more gruesome if due to the cookie cutter action that the pipe did when the steam came out, it kind of built up some pressure and then just
shot his guts out
all over
and
Arnold.
And then steam came out.
You're not going to get this kind of breakdown on any other podcast.
No, you're not.
It's not happening.
It's only going to happen here.
Yes.
On the Pop Junk cast. So, Arnold has a big showdown with the big bad at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Saves the day.
Mm-hmm.
Movie over.
The
greatest
end.
Movie ever made.
We fight for love.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I've seen the movie 1,000 fucking times.
All right, that was a good number three. That's a tough one to come back from, but I'm going to try and reel us back in for a second. This movie brawl comes from a movie that came out in 1987. It's directed by some guy named Phil Jono. J-O-A-N-O-U.
Okay.
Jono.
Jono.
I don't know. Fuck him. This movie is called 3 o'clock High.
And
this movie has an amazing brawl. The brawl is sort of the whole movie is leading up to the brawl. It's about a school bully who just gets touched, unfortunately, by one Jerry Mitchell.
You said that very, you worded that wrong.
No, he puts his hand on his shoulder and he's like, I don't like to be touched. And he's like, me and you are going to fight. 3 o'clock outside after school. So, like, he's trying to get out of the fight the whole movie. Spoilers for fucking 3 o'clock high. If you haven't seen it, you can fuck yourself.
I don't think anybody in this podcast knows what the fuck 3 o'clock high is.
It's a good movie.
I defy anybody to know what it is.
Channel 56 used to play 3 o'clock high on Saturdays constantly.
In your review, please 5-star it. Comment about 3 o'clock high.
Please. So, it leads up to a big brawl between Buddy Ravel and Jerry Mitchell. And I'm not gonna spoil who wins the brawl, but my favorite...
Please don't spoil it.
My favorite line is Jerry Mitchell at the very end of the fight gets a pair of brass knuckles and is winding up to punch Buddy Ravel, and the principal, who has previously been punched out by Buddy Ravel, gets up in a haze and says, "Don't fuck this up, Mitchell!"
It's so good!
I'm not gonna say whether he fucks it up or not. You have to watch the
movie. Yeah, he's gonna watch it. There are two actors... Two of one of my favorite actors in
the
this
guy
movie.
Mitch Pileggi.
Not my favorite. Mitch Pileggi
we
is
couldn't
one
remember
of my favorite.
His name. We were calling him fucking Horace Pinker 2 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Which is a fictional character.
Mitch Pileggi, great actor. And the guy from Arrested Development is also in this
Jeffrey
movie.
Tambor.
Yes, he is.
Fucking love Jeffrey Tambor. He's the manager of the school store, and he has a great scene where he starts losing his mind because it got robbed, but it didn't.
Yep.
Spoilers. We're cracking open our Guinness Red Stout, by the way. That's what that awful noise is.
Oh, yeah. And it's a little fizzy.
It's fizzy.
It's fizzing up.
That is my number three brawl. It is a great brawl. It's the point of the movie.
Yeah. It's the big showdown at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have such a soft spot
I love
that.
For
that movie.
I love
it.
That movie. That is a very underrated, great 80s movie.
So good.
So that's my number three.
All right. I'm gonna go with a little a predictable pick for my number two.
Okay.
Number two. Of course, you gotta talk about it. They Live.
Good. I'm glad you brought it up. I'm gonna ruin this. Would have been on my top five, but I knew you were gonna pick it, so I wanted to stay away from crossover. So, you having a little issue
yeah,
with your beer?
Yeah, I didn't spill it. It just overflowed when
I
opened
fine.
It.
That's fine. So, all right. So, this is your number two. I'm glad that you picked it for number two. Let's talk about this movie. Let's talk about this for a second.
It's probably... I'm not going to say it's the best because I think my number one is the best.
Okay.
But it's up there. It is...
It is a fucking Donnybrook.
It's a fucking 10-minute long brawl.
Yes.
With Roddy. Roddy...
No, it's Rowdy Roddy.
Rowdy Roddy. Rowdy Roddy.
Roddy.
Piper. And
Keith David.
Keith motherfucking David.
Yes.
Any movie with fucking Keith David in it is a good fucking movie.
Great movie.
Great fucking movie. Rowdy Roddy Piper wants Keith David's character to put on the glasses.
The glasses that make you see aliens.
Right.
Spoilers.
And for some weird reason, Keith David's character just flat out refuses.
Just will not put on the glasses.
Won't put the fucking glasses.
Just humor the guy. Put them on for 5 seconds and go, "Ooh, stupid glasses," and walk away.
Put on these glasses.
He won't do it.
Or start eating
He's
that.
He's a man of principle.
Put on the glasses.
I think his name is Frank in the movie.
Or start eating that trash can.
Put on the glasses. Start eating that trash can. It is really like, this is why Carpenter wanted to make this movie.
Yeah.
Just so he could make these guys brawl for like
He's like,
two,
I
want to
make
like
a
10 minutes.
Fucking best fight scene. It's funny.
It is very funny. There's a couple of actually like smile,
laugh
like,
out loud
yeah.
scenes.
Where the actors actually laugh too.
Yeah. There's the scene when I think it's like his car and he smashes out his back window and he's like, "What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck did you do?" And he gets pissed.
Like, yeah, and he apologizes in the middle of the
and
fight.
And Roddy Piper's laughing. He's like, "I'm sorry."
This was lampooned. I guess that's the word I would use in a South Park episode.
Yeah.
That's where some people would know about this, the Jimmy and Timmy fight.
The cripple fight.
Yes.
That's what it's called. You
know,
search it on YouTube.
It's called the cripple fight. It's true. What can you say about it?
There's wrestling moves.
There's a
full-blown fucking pile driver.
I think it's a Northern Light suplex Piper pulls out on Keith David. And I, you can't talk about this movie without talking about the fact that we met Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Rowdy Roddy.
We met him at a, it was almost like a horror convention.
Yeah, we have I don't know if it travels the country, but we get
Rock and Shock
up here.
Yeah, we met him, And, like, I mean, I marked out. I was, like, pumped because he was one of my favorite wrestlers growing up. But Ted talked to him about They Live.
Yeah.
And he gave us some insight about, he said Keith David was a dancer. So he was, like, really elegant in, like, his moves and everything. He was like, but he hit.
I would say
he
that.
He hit, like, George Foreman. And he was, yeah, like, they were, like, potatoing the shit out of each other during
I'm
that
sure
fight.
I'm sure being a dancer probably makes you excellent in, like, choreography.
That's the point he was getting at. But yeah, he was like, that dude was a dancer. And but just, you know, he still like potatoed the shit out of me.
I can't picture Keith David dancing.
No, but it would be an immaculate dance. That's a good, yeah, pick for number two. Like I said, that would have been on my list. I knew you were gonna go there, so it gave me room to play around.
Yeah.
Pardon me. My number two.
Your number two
is a movie that came out in 2004. It's directed by a man named Adam McKay. This is a movie called Anchorman: The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Oh, I almost put this on my list.
And so this movie has, I think this is probably it's the funniest full scene in the entire movie, in my, yeah, opinion. And it has a bunch of really good cameos. It's basically the news teams are going to fight. It's, you know, Ron Burgundy and his news team. And then it's Vince Vaughn and his news team. And then Tim Robbins shows up from the public news team.
Yep.
Luke Wilson shows up from like the Channel 3 or whatever, like. And then Ben Stiller shows up with the Spanish news team.
Bilingual Bloodfest.
Yes, and there's so many good gags. And then the epilogue to the brawl is still funny when they're sitting around drinking beers afterwards.
Yeah, like that got out of hand.
Yeah, it escalated quickly.
My favorite scene in that brawl is the guy running through on fire.
Yes, there's a guy on fire. My favorite is when Paul Rudd's character gets a net thrown over him by a guy on a horse.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a little bit of, like, Planet of the Apes music in the background. Like, you hear, like, a dun-dun-dun, and it drags him off, yeah, for the rest, yeah, of the scene. Never to be talked about ever again.
What's his name? From Idiocracy.
Luke Wilson,
when he gets his arm chopped off, he's like, damn it!
I did not see that coming. What I did see coming was the giant fake arm that was just caught in the side, yeah, of the screen for so long,
yeah,
until Tim Robbins finally got a fucking machete and cut it off. Yeah. But just a funny scene, a good classic comedy brawl.
Yeah.
That's my number two.
Really funny. All right, so you ready for my number one?
I'm fucking ready.
I don't know if you're going to be able to top this. Because I think that's probably the most iconic classic.
No, I think brawl. I think mine's the most iconic classic.
Well,
brawl.
We'll see. All
right.
Okay, so this character actually gets into a lot of brawls, a lot of flings.
Okay.
There are three movies. All of them he gets in a fucking awesome brawl. Well, he's known for being a brawler, I think.
Okay.
Talking about a movie called Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Good call. Good call.
Indiana Jones, uh-huh, known for his punches that,
oh, yeah,
sound like gunshots. Yep. I'm talking about the scene when he fights the big German guy on the airfield.
I was going to say, if you want to go brawl, there is a barroom brawl in the beginning of Raiders.
There is a barroom brawl, but I wanted to go with this one.
But I just wanted to be able to say, whiskey.
Whiskey.
Yeah, but no, when he fights the big... the big German dude in the airfield.
It's good because, like, Indiana Jones, he's like the underdog. He knows he can't take this guy.
Yep.
He uses dirty tactics. He does use
dirty tricks.
He kicks sand in his face.
Yep.
It ends very violent and bloody.
I'll tell you, he has one of the best punch reactions in any movie.
Yeah,
when,
yeah,
when the German guy hits him straight in the face, he just falls on his ass.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, it's such a good... reaction.
I think a part of the reason I picked this, it's the only brawl where there's a fucking plane, an unpiloted plane, like
spinning
around, which really changes it up. Like,
yeah,
there's one point when Indiana Jones like jumps on top of it.
I mean, you could use the barroom brawl from the beginning of Raiders. You could use the fight in the airfield. You could use the club Obi-Wan because that's kind of a brawl.
Yeah.
Is there a brawl in Last Crusade? Not so much.
There's the brawl on the boat,
yeah,
with the guy from the Vatican Knights.
Corey, you got something on that?
I know we're not trying to talk about Temple of Doom very much.
No.
But the rock crushing scene when he fights the big guy.
Oh, yeah.
And his sash gets cut.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
That was pretty hairy as a kid, too, wasn't
that? that I think we've talked about this before, but Raiders, I mean, not Raiders, Temple of Doom is what spurned the PG-13.
Yeah.
It's when movies started getting PG-13 ratings, because it wasn't...
critical pretty quickly.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
I don't know. I stick by my guns. I think
That's on my honorable mentions was Raiders.
I think that scene is probably one of the best fist fight scenes.
It's a good fist fight scene, but I think the bar brawl is a better scene. I think it was our first big disagreement.
I disagree with you.
All right. Well, I mean, that bar brawl is Indiana Jones action.
I went on lists for like best fight scenes, and this was pretty fucking high up there on the list. Yeah.
Oh, nice. All right.
Hey,
it's your list. You don't have to validate it for anybody. I'm just saying I would have gone with the bar brawl. Whiskey.
I think the airfield fight is pretty fucking awesome.
Very cool. All right, my number one. The brawl in this movie was pretty much not the point of the movie, but is the climax of the movie, much like 3 o'clock High. It's a movie that came out in 1983. It's directed by a man named Francis Ford Coppola. It's a movie called The Outsiders.
Yeah.
And this movie has a brawl as its climax, and it really is like the ultimate, not the ultimate brawl, but it's the ultimate, like, this is the first movie I thought of. I was like, all right, movie brawls. Graces versus the Socs,
yeah.
It is what it is, man. I mean, that's a great scene. Fucking cast of that movie is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Late, great, P. Swayze, Rob Lowe, Tom Cruise, Emilio Estevez, C. Thomas Howell, Matt Dillon, Diane Lane, Ralph Macchio. Those are just off the top of the dome. I mean, what a good movie.
Yeah.
I mean, and a lot happens in that brawl to push the story along, and like that, you know, it was their gang and the other gang, and it was kind
of. There's a great song that plays during that fight scene.
Oh shit! I wish I knew it off the top of my head.
I know the song, like it's playing in my head right now. I just can't think of the name of the song.
This was on my list. I was gonna watch this before we did our list because I've been dying to see this again. I haven't watched this. It's a movie I've seen a lot, but I haven't seen it recently.
Something interesting I'd like to note is I got to see when I was in middle school. I got to see a play at a play of The Outsiders.
How was the brawl?
In Boston. It was a lot
was
of
it awkward.
You were there. I'm pointing at Adam's girlfriend. She went to school with me. Yeah, we saw the play, and it was pretty awesome. It was it was like flashing lights and like people like looking like they were fighting.
Was it like West Side Story?
Yeah. It was best field trip ever. Yeah, I remember it very vividly.
Cool. Was it S.E. Hinton? Yeah. Pony Boy was my first crush. C. Thomas Howell or just the guy who played Pony Boy? Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, just a great. It's another, like, I read the book when I was in high school. I saw, not high school, probably middle school.
Yeah, junior high.
You know, saw the movie, like, fell in love with it. It's one of, it's in my top, it's in the pantheon. It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Love The Outsiders.
That's a great brawl.
And it's a cool scene. It's
pretty famous.
Yeah, and it's done really well. I mean, Coppola did fucking Godfather. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This guy's a good filmmaker.
It's a good mix, too, between kind of, like, drama, but it's not really cheesy, you know.
Yeah.
Like you care about the characters a
exactly.
lot. It's very driven. It's a little bit more heavy than I think
people
would expect.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of it flies under a lot of people's radars. I think it's a great movie, and like I said, the brawl was, and it's not the point of the movie, but it was what it builds to.
Yeah.
And it, you know, and it moves the story towards its conclusion, and yeah, so that's my number one brawl. Was I couldn't deny The Outsiders, the first one that jumped in my head. You know, the other ones we talked about were a little goofy or whatever.
Well,
but
that's what I was going for, yeah.
Actually, I think we both stuck with our guns and actually went with our favorite movie brawl for our number one.
Yeah.
You know, like, but The Anchorman is not my favorite movie brawl. But
no, but it's funny.
As scenes in movies, you know, when that scene's on, you're like, oh, I gotta watch.
Yeah, I mean, when I was going through lists of, like, best movie brawls, and when I saw the Indiana Jones one, I was like, oh, fuck, I have to put that as my number one.
All right, so honorable mentions. Raiders was in my honorable mention. So was Kickboxer. The Brawl from Dirty Work.
Yeah.
The Brawl from Dirty Work
yeah.
is probably going to make the open of this episode.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there.
I was thinking that.
Because there's two great. There's two great. There's the Chris Farley, You know, we need some fight and music.
We need some fight music. Is there going to be a brawl? What are you going to play? Rolling Stone Street Fight, man.
G7. And then
you hit G8.
Like pina coladas. There's that. And then there's when Norm Macdonald gets thrown out the window of the bar. He pulls out the little tape recorders in perfect Norm Macdonald delivery. Note to self, learn how to fight. Yeah. I mean, I talk about an underrated comedy. I fucking Dirty Work's funny as hell.
That is really funny. Written by him, right? Norm Macdonald?
Yeah, maybe him and Artie Lang.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had Serenity on there.
That's a good brawl. Yeah, the bar of the fight in the bar. Yeah. It's great, great.
And fight. One that I really wanted to put on my list because it's a movie I want to talk about, but I know it'll come up later, is the brawl in Trainspotting.
I researched that scene and I almost made the list. It definitely made my worthy mention.
Because that is a great character introduction, too.
Yeah.
Which is another list I would like to get to eventually. What's his name's Robert Carlyle. That's the name of the
actor. I know the actor. What's his name in the movie? It's something weird.
I know. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Something British. So
is that all you have for worthy mentions?
Yeah. I mean, there were other ones that I wanted to... I mean, those are the ones I wrote down.
All right. I got a decent list of worthy mentions. For it. All right. So, fucking Warriors. The Warriors.
Wow. Yeah. I'm surprised. I don't even know why I didn't even think of that as a... There's the one definitive brawl that actually... You know what it is? Is like,
I have one favorite fight scene from this movie.
There's really only one like really good fight scene in the Warriors, and it's the Baseball Furies.
No.
I'm right there with you. The bathroom brawl.
Oh, the bathroom brawl.
That's what I was going to say.
The Baseball Furies happens in the park. The bathroom brawl happens with the
guys in the roller skates.
Yeah, the guys in the roller skates.
That's my favorite fight scene.
Yeah, that is. You know what? Yeah, you're right.
They're in the bathroom.
That is a better done fight scene.
When they're in the bathroom in the subway, that's the best fucking fight scene.
I actually feel a little ashamed of myself. That's one of my favorite movies, is The Warriors. And it didn't jump out at me. Because you know what it is? Those fight scenes aren't all that spectacular. The one in the bathroom is decent.
They're shot really well.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I'll give you that, but I don't know.
They're shot like differently. Like they're fighting in like regular motion, and there's some things that happen in like slow motion, which in the video game that came out for this made by Rockstar, they incorporated that slow motion.
I could do 90 minutes on the Warriors because there's so much to that movie. It's so layered that like
the brawl in the beginning of the movie
just
with all
everything
the games.
About it. It's almost like a
I think it's Cleon. The Chief.
Yeah.
Any fight scene from The Raid Redemption?
Yes.
Most notably the end when they
fight that guy. Another one I had on my honorable mentions was Oldboy.
Oldboy, yeah.
The hallway scene. I feel like that gets a lot of attention.
That's on my list.
Yeah, in the movie community.
Only because of how it's shot. It's shot like a side-scrolling video game.
Yeah.
And it's just one guy fighting a bunch of dudes.
We've already talked about Oldboy in the podcast, so I kind of wanted to leave it be.
There's one scene from the first Ong Bak movie where he fights a dude in a bar. Or fights a bunch of guys in a bar. Yeah, it's fucking awesome. There's a scene in a movie called Eastern Promises with Viggo Mortensen. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen?
No, but I know the twist, so I never watched it. and I'm not gonna say what it is because it ruins the movie.
There's a scene in Eastern Promises where Viggo Mortensen fights. I think a lot of film nerds will be happy that I talk about this, but there's a scene where
they won't be happy you called them nerds. I'm just
joking. Well, it's cool to be nerds now.
I know, it's true. You're
right. But there's a scene in Eastern Promises, where Viggo Mortensen is naked in a Russian bathhouse.
Oh, like the fight scene from Red Heat?
Yeah, and he has this one's a little bit more brutal. It's very bloody, and they're like slipping on each other's blood.
Oh, good.
And it's a very brutal fight scene, but I think it was worthy of mention. Right. I'm really surprised that no one mentioned Roadhouse.
I was gonna say, like, you can't talk movie brawls without mentioning Roadhouse, but there's no particular. That's like a movie that everyone likes to reference and like, haha, Roadhouse. But like, I don't know. I was never a big fan.
That's all.
Rips the guy's throat out. I guess that was kind of cool.
That's all I got.
Cool. I mean, there's so many movie brawls. We're gonna miss a ton. Just send them. Oh, by the way, if you want to hit me up with anything like hate mail or whatever, there's
did you make an email?
No, I'm gonna use my Twitter handle. I already have a Twitter handle of at pop_junk is our Twitter. That's what we're gonna be using for Twitter.
Twitter.
Do Twitter.
Do Twitter. Hit us up.
I don't. Why am I going to advertise that? I don't check it often. I do. I check it when it lights up.
We're going to check it now that you mentioned it.
Yes. Yeah, so if you want to hit us up on Twitter, oh, you totally forgot this fucking movie, you idiot.
All right.
At @pop_junk.
Yeah, do it.
Do it.
Got a few things I want to talk about.
Yeah, all right. Well, I was going to say, let's wrap this episode up. Let's do 10 minutes on, let's talk about that trailer.
Let's do the trailer, and I'd like to do shout-outs.
All right, cool. So we watched the trailer for the upcoming RoboCop remake.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say no. I'm saying no.
I'm saying
Gary Oldman. I'm saying Samuel Jackson.
It's got a crazy Michael cast. Keaton,
fucking great cast. I'm saying no. I'm saying I'm not seeing it. I'll probably see it.
I'm going to give it a chance. I'm going to see what reviews are like. But my expectations
look very good.
My expectations are very, very low.
There's a scene in the when I jumped off the jet ski was going over, going over like a big wave, and I bailed. It was when he had what does he say? What is this
suit? What is this suit?
I was like, what the fuck?
Now, okay.
What are we doing?
A couple of points I'd like to make. All okay. Right,
go for it.
So when they show his face while he's in the suit.
Yeah.
He looks like he has a regular face.
Yeah, they had the Peter Weller face underneath the
RoboCop. That's what I want to talk about.
But it's kind of stretched and it looks like it was cut off of somebody and pasted on. This looks like a guy legit in a suit.
Like, they're making a pretty fucking vast jump.
Yeah.
Like, Peter Weller, Murphy yeah. was Alex Murphy was like he was basically dead.
He was done.
Clinically dead.
They show what this guy looked like. He gets blown, like his car gets blown up, and like he's like, oh, without this suit, he'll be paralyzed from the waist down. Murphy was like a pile of meat.
Yeah, he's supposed to be dead. He shot him in the fucking head.
Yeah, exactly. But this one is kind of hurt from an explosion, so they're gonna let's put this suit on him and he'll be.
He
and
his still has one of his hands.
Yeah, and his wife's like, "Is he gonna be okay?"
It's kind of glossed over by a lot of people, but I love the part when it's everything shot from RoboCop's vision,
right?
And it's Bob Morton and looking him over, and he's like, "Why did you keep the hand?"
Right.
And then the doctor's like, "Well, it's still attached," and Bob Morton just says. Lose the arm.
Yeah.
Lose the one arm, good arm that he has.
Right.
And I love that. It's just lose the arm because I don't give a fuck about him.
The most compelling part about RoboCop is the fact that he's supposed to be mostly a robot, and that's really what they thought. He removed the humanity. And it's kind of unbeknownst to them that he starts getting back.
Yeah, it's not until
don't really.
And they're trying to
give him credit.
You got to watch the trailer because they try and touch on that, but they do it in a really poor way.
But, from the trailer, he's still him.
Right.
In the original RoboCop, glimmers of his fucking mind start to come through.
But, you can tell, in the original, his wife is featured in the movie, in a lot of flashbacks. Yeah. But she's got a big role in this movie. So there's going to be, some really...
And his son.
I'm anticipating, a really crappy Hollywood ending for this movie.
Yeah.
Because in the original, it's just, he just goes back to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, life moved on without him.
Right.
And that was
he goes
sad.
To his house and it's sold. Yeah.
And it's just you have nothing left. You're a robot. You have to, lose your humanity.
Yeah.
You're not human. And that's kind of, it's very compelling. But, you're not going to get that when it's
I told you, the trailer popped up on Film Drunk, and the one comment I left, and I said it to you yesterday. This movie needs less feels and more. Can you fly, Bobby?
Yeah, more. Can you fly, Bobby? More.
Fucking Kurtwood Smith in the original fucking RoboCop.
Just give me my fucking phone call.
Bitches, leave. When he fucking goes to kill Bob Morton. Yeah. Bitches, leave.
Bitches, leave.
Oh my god! And I just
fucking Bob Morton doing coke off some girl's fucking cleavage. Doesn't get better than that.
Killed Bob Morton because he made a mistake.
It's just, I don't understand how you can watch a movie like RoboCop and say, I'm going to do one. I'm going to remake that movie and make it not as good. why?
I don't know.
Every fan that I know of, of RoboCop, likes it for a specific reason.
Yeah.
It's because it's how fucking bloody violent it is. and how much like the satire of like the news,
right,
and how fucked up the future is gonna be.
Nukem, the fucking Nukem game.
Yeah, his tensions with.
I'd buy that for a dollar. There's so many classic lines. Yeah, this movie's not gonna have classic fucking lines. No. Let's just be honest.
There's one great scene that I think encapsulates everything that RoboCop is. It's the scene when he first becomes RoboCop, and he saves this girl from being raped by shooting the girl from the between the skirt and shooting guy in the balls. And she's like, "Oh, thank you." And he just goes, "I will refer you to a rape."
Counselor, whatever.
Yeah, and he just doesn't give a shit because he's a robot.
Yeah, he's a legit like a robot cop.
Yeah, that's RoboCop. Yeah. Like, don't give me this guy that fucking feels shit.
And he's super glossy looking. Like,
I know. Oh, God.
Jackie Earle Haley's in it for like a hot second.
Might be the one saving grace.
Michael Keaton might be the saving grace.
He's not named Bob Morton, by the way.
But he's the Bob Morton character. But he has the one to be, that, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Who's the Ronnie Cox character? The fucking. Who's going to get thrown out the window?
Who's Iron Butt?
That's what I'm saying. He used to call me Iron Butt. He says it in the movie. What is Samuel Jackson? Some kind of like TV?
He's like a news. I think he's like a TED Talks guy.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
That's what I gathered.
It legitimately, when I saw the trailer, I was like, yeah, Total Recall remake. It's just the same, you know, the glossy, like it looks like a paint by numbers action movie.
I'll run down a few things that I did like.
Okay.
Which weren't very much.
No.
Ed 209 looks kind of cool.
They show him like in the background though. That was kind of upsetting.
I think I'm just happy that they included Ed 209.
Like. You know, I have a friend.
I mean, we're not going to see him turn a guy into a hamburger.
No. You have 20 seconds to comply.
You have 20 seconds to comply.
You have 15 seconds to comply. That scene is so scary. Like, today it's scary.
It's still scares the shit out of me.
Because what's awesome about that scene is the guy runs over to the other people and they push him away.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, dude.
I mean, I see what they're doing. Like, he's a more agile RoboCop.
Yeah.
But that's not what anybody asked for. That does nothing.
No one said I want more agile RoboCop.
I don't know the black and like the red visor is okay. I don't like the fucking visor that comes down.
No, and I like how the big reveal at the very last frame of the trailer is the gun coming out of his leg, which looked no different than it did in the original.
Yeah,
it actually looked CGI. His gun looked real in the original.
The gun's bigger.
Oh
yeah. Well. Actually, they should have kept the fucking original gun.
Yeah.
They should have fucking kept that shit.
That fucking RoboCop gun was amazing.
It's pretty iconic. It's the fucking RoboCop gun.
It might come up in top five movie weapons.
I'm pretty sure in the video game, the add-on for Far Cry 3, Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
Uh-huh. I thought you were going to talk about the Data East fucking RoboCop arcade
No. I was going to say, like, the RoboCop gun. This is a game that just came out, and the RoboCop gun is in the fucking game.
Do you remember RoboCop versus Terminator, the video game?
Fucking love that game. It's hard as fuck, but
yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, it was difficult as hell. SNES?
Yeah. I think it came up for both.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, because actually both meaning Genesis and SNES.
But what was cool about that game is that it was... a
weird-ass storyline.
It was the Terminator from the first movie. Yeah. It was like the evil Terminator.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
All right, so before we wrap up, any other, what else did you want to say?
That's about it.
Just talk about the RoboCop trailer.
I think one thing I'd like to add is that... it looks like they're fucking ripping the fucking from the headlines with the fucking drones and shit they show in the trailers.
Yeah. They're trying to stay topical because that's what I want is a topical RoboCop movie.
Exactly. Please. Fuck that shit. It looks like it's still in Detroit.
I think it is.
I read a really funny line from Film Drunk. It was like, "Thank you, Detroit, for staying a seedy utopia for crime or something like that." After all these years, since like 19.
I know, it is kind of ironic that the movie took place in Detroit. Now 80s. It's like,
it's still like that.
Yeah. Oh man, I wasn't like anticipated. I wasn't like super pumped for fucking RoboCop remake. Anyway,
no, but I was interested. I think I was hoping that it was going to look cool, but it doesn't.
You know what it is? It's like. The Old Boy remake, I thought trailer looked cool.
Yeah.
But it's Spike Lee, so it could go either way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that was a very well done trailer.
Right. And then I thought the RoboCop trailer was very underwhelming.
Agreed. Yeah. My ending thoughts on RoboCop is they already did a good RoboCop remake type of movie. It was called Dread.
Yeah.
Dredd was the closest you're going to get to something like RoboCop.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a robot cop, but it's no, like...
No, but he acts the same.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
He's not human, he's just a cop.
All right. Cop. All right, so we did movie brawls. So I'm going to... off the list. If you just want to go in order, I say next week we do top five. Do you want to come in next week, Corey, and do, do an episode?
I'm in. What have we got?
Hold on. Top five farts.
No.
Oh, no.
All right. I'm going to bounce two off of you guys, and we're going to vote. All
right.
Do you want to do top five movie parties? Or do you want to do top five movie actors that we hate?
Well, I'm in for either.
Top five movie actors that we hate, because I hate a lot.
I'll take hate, yeah.
Hate. I was going to say parties, but I'm outvoted.
Parties in the next episode.
All right. We're going to do top five movie actors.
Parties in the next, the second to next episode.
Do we want to say whatever. Hate? I don't like hate. I'm not trying to be corny, but like...
I'll take a step further. Top five actors that I despise. Top five actors that I want dead.
All right. Martyred. Next week.
All right.
We're going top five actors that we want to actually kill in real life.
And you might be surprised what you hear. I'm giving fans something to come back for.
All right, fuck it, we're going for it. All right, top five movie actors that we hate.
All right.
Agreed.
Sage, you should give us a female perspective on this episode next, on this list.
Who do you hate?
Actors or...
Actors
and or actresses. Next week. Think about it.
Okay.
You want to do some shout-outs?
Yeah, do some shout-outs.
I'd like to give a nice shout-out to Jason Carlisle. He's been
he's a big fan. He actually supports the podcast.
Yeah.
It's not just the listening. He retweets on Twitter.
Yep.
He left us a really, really nice review.
Awesome. I didn't read it, but I would like to.
No, it is. It was a very cool review. Awesome.
Media Ghouls.
Media Ghouls.
Yeah. Go listen to Media Ghouls. I'm pretty sure you can find them on... iTunes? I think they're on iTunes. So. If you just Google them, I guess.
Yeah, we're gonna Media Ghouls. Justin was an old friend that we used to see down the comic book shop, moved out to California.
Yeah, he's in California.
I checked out his podcast this week. Very good.
Very good, very well done.
Yes.
They wanna have us on, so maybe you'll see us on there if absolutely. You're a fan of them.
Yeah, definitely. And so like I said before, hit us up at pop_junk
yep
on Twitter. I didn't make a email yet because no one uses that anymore.
Emphasis on the junk.
No, we'll make an email if you want to, like, if you have top five ideas that you want us to do.
I'm actually interested if people hate what we talk about and they want to tell us that they hate us.
I guess if they hated it, they wouldn't listen. But then you see like all sorts of negative shit on like all listen. Sorts of like websites and whatnot, and you're always like when people are like, you know, it was like going back to like the Ben Affleck as Batman. It's like, so you're not going to see it, though. And it's like, no, I'm going to see it.
Hey,
but I'm going to hate it.
If we become the most hated podcast, that's notoriety.
That's not going to happen. No, there's some shit.
But I'm just saying that, like, if people hate us, that's just even more notoriety.
I've listened to some podcasts where they just like, they do like inside jokes and stuff. And it's like, dude, I'm just trying to get through my work day. Like, fuck this podcast.
I make it a point not to do inside jokes on this fucking podcast. It's miserable.
Like, I like,
except for like inside jokes with like references to movies that we just
strange reason.
Like, don't fuck this up, Mitchell.
Yeah. And I think it's ironic that we picked to do a movie podcast when, like, movies are, like, they're not bad right now, but, like, I feel like TV's in its golden age and movies is kind of, like...
TV is so much better.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there's a lot more, I don't know.
You gotta dig to find some good fucking movies out there right now.
Yeah, because it's not, you know... I always remember one of my first film classes, my professor told me, he was like, if all you're watching is American blockbusters, then you're just jerking off. Yeah. That's what he told me. And I was like, oh, that's a good advice. You gotta dig. I mean, and I know we talk about just like a lot of corny ass movies and whatnot, but like,
that's why I do this podcast.
Yeah,
I like talking about the fucking movies that I like that nobody else likes.
So top five movie actors that we are not fans of.
Fucking just hate. Hate all day.
Alright, I'm in. Because I wanted to go off the beaten path with some of these. I don't care that it's a weird topic. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I feel guilty, but I do. But ah, screw it. There's so many people I so many actors that I can't stand that I'm.
There are movies that if this guy's cast that I will refuse to not see.
I like it. Corey's just, I could see the wood burning in his head. You know what's going to happen is someone's going to have an actor that the other person likes.
Yeah.
And they're going to be pissed.
Yeah.
There's going to be a top five podcast brawl on the podcast.
So we're going to revisit.
No, we're going to have a podcast brawl.
Okay.
We're gonna have a fight because we get really fucking offended when somebody doesn't like something that we like. Because that's right. The worst thing in the world.
Right. Yeah. Disagreements.
All right. So let's wrap it up. I'm Adam.
I'm Evan.
That's Corey.
Yep.
He was here hanging out.
Evan the Crusher.
Evan the Crusher. Adam the Destroyer. Corey the Conqueror. And this was Pop Junk Movies. And we'll see you next time on the pod.
Have a good day or night.
Bye.
See ya.
Good party.
Good party.
Wow.
Cool off. Let's get some ice.
Ice that guy.
Corn fries.
We're still rolling.
Eh, fuck it.
We're always rolling.
And we're drunk.
And buzzed.
Oh, for.
You had still reserve.
Fart.